The peace of Christ be with you. One quick notice before we begin. If you are interested in trying out for the worship team, there's an information meeting tonight in the basement of Dimnit Chapel at 7:30. 7:30 in Dimnit Chapel. Friends, today marks the beginning of a journey. Ash Wednesday inaugurates the season we call Lent. 6 weeks. 6 weeks we journey towards the cross. And at the cross, we discover the gravity of our God's grace. As we inaugurate this season, we've invited our dear friend and partner in ministry, Father Charlie Brown from St. Francis, a covenant partner with us at Hope College, and a beloved friend to me personally, but also to so many of us here. Would you please give Father Charlie Brown a warm Hope College welcome? Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here with you and lead you in prayer this morning as we begin these 40 days, this journey with Christ in the desert. One very interesting thing that we do, or many of us do in our traditions, is we're marked with the sign of ashes on our forehead. And these ashes can mean a lot of things for many of us. It can be a sign of death, it can be a sign of our own sinfulness, it can be a sign of our mortality. But before I speak a little bit behind what's that sign, I'd like to proclaim God's word. And this is the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, then again 16 to 18. And here Jesus is speaking to us of the ways in which we can enter into this season, this preparation of not only embracing the cross of Christ, but most importantly, that new life that he's promised to us through his death and resurrection. And Jesus says, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues or in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen. I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." So it can be a little strange as we hear Jesus telling us to be generous, give alms, to pray, and to fast. But to do so not like the hypocrites who make a show of it, but to do so in sincerity. In a sense, do so almost secretly, to go to your inner room and pray. And then why do we do something so public as mark our foreheads with the ashes? Does that seem to go in against what Jesus is saying? I think if we look at it a deeper way, what Jesus is saying is that what we are doing in our interior, in our exterior, must always match up. That the hope that we have to be renewed in Christ, to grow in that friendship with Christ, to receive the fullness of his forgiveness and love that we need, always needs to be in conjunction with all that we do, all that we show to one another. That when we fail to do that, yes, indeed, we can be somewhat like those hypocrites. That our prayer, our fasting, our good works that we do can be for show. rather than to lead us to that inner conversion, that conversion that leads us deeper into that relationship, deeper into that love of Christ. But I think also behind the symbol of the ashes stands something else that's within us. The need that each and every one of us has to be reconciled. The need that we have to return to our God. That this mark of ashes isn't some badge of honor that somehow, you know, we are better Christians because we're showing this exteriorly. But it's rather showing from our inside, from our souls, from our hearts, that we need that conversion. We need to turn that all over to the Lord. That in some cases, our lives have become a mess. That our failures sometimes are overwhelming. That there's relationships in our lives that are broken. That there's these things in our lives, and in fact, the struggle that we have with temptation and sin that we on our own cannot conquer. So what's behind the symbol of these ashes is our need to be forgiven, our need to be reconciled to God. In other words, our need for God to come into our lives in a new way in His mercy. When we understand, we try to delve deeply into that mystery of God's love, God's mercy for us. What we see always that's at the root of that love and that mercy, that grace, is our conversion, our returning back to God, our allowing ourselves to strip away our own willfulness, allowing ourselves to see and be loved as God sees and loves us. Because when we can do that, we can then be that light to others. We can then truly give ourselves to one another. The season is a season of joy. So even though there's things that difficult that we may have to face in our lives, like our own sinfulness and failures, but when we can turn back to our God, that joy of that encounter, that joy of that embrace is waiting for us. So let us enter into these 40 days as we're signed, if you choose to do so, if we're signed with this, the symbol of our mortality, the symbol of what sin leads you and I and all of humanity to, ultimately death. We're signed with the symbol, but yet it promises that in the cross of Christ, His life, His resurrection. So let us together in these 40 days renew our efforts. Renew our efforts in prayer. Renew our efforts in generosity. In our fasting, stripping away that we need to let go of. So let us pray. And dear Lord, bless this day by blessing our desires. Help us to know how deeply you long to enter, more deeply, into friendship with us. Help us to fast from, to do without, whatever keeps us self-focused. Strip away from us this Lent some of the unhealthy patterns that make freedom difficult. Let there be some taste of emptiness this day. And let us experience hunger for you, hunger for a new way of life, hunger for how we may serve others. Let us enter this joyful season of Lent and prepare to celebrate Easter with heart and mind renewed. Amen.
We inaugurate the season. We inaugurate the journey. And today we take one step forward, 40 days, 6 weeks, that leads us to the cross of Jesus Christ. To prepare us for that, we want to invite you to receive these ashes as a visible sign of that interior faith, that commitment, that thirst, that desire for God that we just heard about. So if you are open to that, we have 7 different stations that will, 3 up front, 3 in the back, and 1 for my beloved balcony people. We have not forgotten. Yeah, I see you. Come forward and receive the ashes and wear it as a sign that is more of an invitation to a deeper life and walk with God in this season. Amen? Amen. Come.